Welcome to the Brex and the Black. We've got our CFO here, Michael, again, to talk about monthly closes. Michael?
Hey, thank you.
So what is a monthly close and why is it important? And then how do you go about doing it?
So a monthly close is a process that a company goes through to basically finalize the month activity within the financial statements. So what was your revenue and what were your expenses for the month? And it's important to do that monthly so you stay on top of your books. And the reason you're doing this close is because there's certain things, is because financial statements are always going to be considered between a moment in time, moments in time, right? And so people want to know what was your revenue and expenses for the month, because the months ultimately sum up to quarters and quarters ultimately sum up to years. And that's the way that people review financial activity, is over discrete moments in time.
Gotcha. And so, week is too frequent?
Week is too frequent. And so, but the point is, there's always going to be, you're always at some point, you're going to have to answer the question, what happened between day X and Y? And when you're ending a period, there's certain estimates that you have to make, because there's, and when you're, and one example is accrued expenses. Right. So what expenses happened that you haven't necessarily got the bill for? Right. So if you've spent a bunch of money on advertising, but someone hasn't sent you the bill, you still have spent that money. And that's still activity that happened in that month. That's known as accrual accounting. And so you need to go through your accruals, because whatever the end point of your financial statements are, there's going to be some things that were incurred but not necessarily received or billed, just like there's going to be revenue that you earned that you didn't necessarily receive in cash. So you need to get into the habit of looking at the discrete period in time, and month is sort of the standard to do that in accounting. So with that, what you do then is you basically set up a series of processes, one of which is consider all of the accrued revenue and accrued expenses. But there's others that we'll talk about, but you set all that up and sort of write yourself a note or a document or an SOP, standard operating procedure, of what do I do each month to make sure my books and records are accurate, right? One of them, we talked about accruals. Another obvious one is reconciliations. So on a different podcast, we talked about this as well, but reconciling your cash to your bank account, just making sure your books and records are up to date at the end of a period, such that your cash balance on your bank account matches what your cash balance is in your financial statements. And if it doesn't, that you have a clear understanding of why not. For example, an uncleared check, right? So that's another thing you do at the close. You'd also, on the accrual side, some big things to look for are payroll, right? Because it's very rare that payroll falls at the end of the month. It doesn't fall on the exact day. So people have earned some compensation that you haven't yet paid them because it hasn't been payday. Classic example of an accrual that you would do as part of the close process, right? Because at your year end, what's the chance that 12/31 is a payday? 1 out of 14 if you're paying biweekly, right? So probably less because you don't pay weekends. Actually more since you don't pay weekends. Forgive my math. So I think that I'm not a real CFO. I'm just pretending on this podcast. No, I'm just joking. So I think also in monthly close, depending on how, I'm just sort of talking about early stage company, you know, the basics. A good thing to then do is also to review it versus your budget. How did it move relative to your expectations? One, because that may help you catch errors in your financials. And two, if your financials are accurate, what's going on with your business, right? So that's kind of a forcing function for you to actually look at the health of your business.
Although I imagine that'd be more difficult for startups because
they may not have
so much
business.
More up in the air.
Right. There's so much up in the air, but it's just, you don't want to let these things get too far ahead of themselves. You always want to be watching this, because financials that go unreconciled and unclosed for months can be really, really, can become a really, really big problem.
Anything else in terms of accounting and monthly close?
So the revenue recognition, to the extent you have revenue, is also something you would do each monthly close as well. So sometimes revenue recognition is super obvious, but other times, like in software and in even financial services, sometimes it's not as obvious because there's estimates. And so you have to think about, one example would be, you know, what have you sold that month, and what, you know, which is sort of what revenue you've earned, even if you haven't necessarily receive the cash for that. And so that's a little bit like the accrual point I talked about before, but I just wanted to re-emphasize that because revenue recognition, for obvious reasons, is so important.
Right. All right, Michael, thanks so much for coming on Brex in the Black.
Thank you.